You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
February 14th marks Valentine's Day, also known as the Day of Love. The Roman festival of Lupercalia can be regarded as the origin of this day, where during the celebrations, a lottery system paired up a man and a woman, often resulting in marriage. Now, the 14th of February is seen as a day to go out on dates, give gifts, reaffirm your love for one another, and many more potential outcomes. I spoke to Dr. Jessica Maxwell, a social psychologist at the University of Auckland, about the psychological aspects of different relationships, singlehood, and Valentine's Day. I started by asking what's proven to be the best way to have a successful relationship.
There's multiple different ways that we can ensure dating success, but if I had to pick sort of two key ones, I think no matter what relationship stage you're at, communication is obviously key. But I think what people sometimes forget with just communicating with your partner is also to ensure that you're increasing your intimacy level. So not just always having superficial conversations, but really getting into questions about your values and more sort of nitty-gritty depth, and that can actually really increase your passion as well. So I think communication is something we all know is important, but an underappreciated fact is that it can really help boost your passion as well.
So when it's often traditional for partners to give each other gifts, is that not always the best way to show like love and support?
Yeah, I think a lot of us like appreciate gifts, and especially on Valentine's Day, it's part of our cultural script. But exactly, I think there are so many other ways we can communicate love and support and do it on a more sort of daily, sustainable level. So things like showing your partner appreciation and gratitude can go a long way. And what I think it's really important for people to remember is that we don't all show love in the same ways, right? So your partner's way of showing you support might be something that's more instrumental or more practical. So they might be more used to showing their love for you with, you know, making you lunch on a stressful day or doing the laundry for you, things like that. So I think it's important to remember that, you know, if you don't get a gift on Valentine's Day, it's not necessarily that your partner doesn't love or appreciate you, but they might be showing it in different ways.
And are there any unexpected ways to keep the relationship thriving?
Yeah, I think one of the things that, you know, you often see articles like you need to, you know, tips to spice up your relationship or spice up your marriage. And I think we often think it needs to be something, you know, extravagant, like going on vacation or skydiving or something like that. And of course, those are beneficial, but a really small, tangible way you can boost your relationship success is by just trying something new with your partner. And this can be something really small, like just, you know, going to a different restaurant than you typically go to, or trying a new recipe, or, you know, maybe taking a dance class, something like that. Those have been shown to be really important for not only boosting your relationship satisfaction, but also things like your passion and your sexual desire. So I think kind of thinking outside of the box and realizing that when you try something new, however small that is, you're learning more about your partner, and that really kind of re-energizes us in our relationship.
Does that apply as well for first dates and getting to know someone?
I think it does. Yes, that's a great question. And I think one of the, you know, best kind of first dates is doing some kind of activity, because you're going to be getting a lot of novelty and you'll get to see different sides of the person and start to learn more and more about them. So one of my best first date tips is to try to do an activity where you are going to learn something about the partner. So, you know, that could be more formal, like trying to ask some questions over dinner that get more at their depth, things like, you know, what they value, learning more about their family. But I think a great way to do an exciting first date is doing something like maybe an escape room or going to a concert, doing something that will allow you to learn something about them that you might not have just learned through texting them, for instance.
So you mentioned sort of dinner dates, and that's sort of an expectation of Valentine's Day. Can these expectations negatively affect first dates?
Yes, definitely. I think expectations around first dates and expectations around Valentine's Day, especially no matter if it's your first date or Valentine's Day in an established relationship, I think those can, you know, set you up for disappointment. So if you're going in with a really rigid script about how you think the night should go and what you're expecting, you're not allowing for flexibility, and you're not allowing for some of the great moments that might spark up if you hadn't sort of pre-planned everything. And we know, you know, if you have too high expectations, sometimes that can really set you up for disappointment and really detract from your well-being. So I really encourage couples to downplay the pressure of Valentine's Day and to maybe think more critically about how they can show love in their everyday lives and not put so much pressure on one event. Because if both people feel pressure, they're not going to be as natural. And also, you know, they might feel like they're performing and not feel like they can really truly be themselves, if that makes sense.
And what would you have to say for people who are anxious about their relationship at this time and there's sort of a lot of pressure on them as well?
Yeah, it's a tough. I mean, it is kind of Valentine's Day, I think, is a time that makes people reconsider their relationship a little bit and kind of evaluate it and take stock of it. And oftentimes that can be a good thing if things are going well. But if you're not quite sure or you're in that kind of new relationship stage where you're not sure what to do, I would really recommend that you can't go wrong with something small, like maybe a funny card where you write in it how much you have enjoyed hanging out or how much you appreciate them and what parts of them and traits you think are cool. And I also think a great kind of way to maybe sidestep, you know, do I need to do flowers? Do I need to do chocolate? A lot of research actually shows that the gifts that people like receiving the most are experiences. So again, maybe not feeling that pressure to, you know, go to a fancy dinner and do flowers and chocolate, but instead saying, hey, why don't we check out the new rock climbing place? Or why don't we, you know, make this new recipe at home? Like doing something that can feel special but is more of an experience can go a long way. You know, if you have more funds, going for a couples massage is another great thing to do. But I think kind of doing an experience can sometimes take off that pressure of like how, you know, intense of a gift you need to buy, et cetera.
And so we've just been discussing monogamous relationships so far. How would you say to someone to just be accepting of the fact that they don't want to be monogamous and they don't want to just have that one person, or they just want to be single?
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, I think it is so important to remember that, you know, being in a monogamous relationship is not the only option on Valentine's Day or any day. And that's why I love that now, you know, a lot of people celebrate Galentine's Day the day before, like celebrating our friendships. There's so many different types of relationships that can fulfill us. I think what I caution single people about at this time of year is to make sure that they, you know, aren't acting from a place of fear. So singlehood can be something that is a great experience for many people, so long as you really value that status and aren't kind of fearing being single. So if you can realize and enjoy the time you have on your own, that goes a long way. And so you don't want to be someone who's, you know, seeing, oh, the calendar is February 14th, I better swipe yes on everyone on Tinder. That's not going to lead to long-term relationship success. So really embracing your singlehood and realizing that it can be such a fun time, I think is really important here. And of course, like you said too, like realizing that there are so many different relationship configurations and monogamy is just one of them. And so, you know, research is continually showing that consensually non-monogamous relationships, so things like open relationships or polyamory, those can be really satisfying for many people and can enhance your relationships in different ways. So yeah, I think, you know, traditionally Valentine's Day has really privileged the traditional monogamous relationship structure, but there's so many other ways that we can have fulfilling relationships, whether that's with friends and family and siblings, with our community, or in the case of CNM, with other individuals as well.
Is there anything else you'd just like to add on the end?
So I think if it's specific to Valentine's Day, let's say, specific to Valentine's Day, one thing that I would like to add is just to make sure that you are communicating with your partner your expectation. So don't expect your partner to be a mind reader, right? So the worst thing to do is to say, no, I don't want to celebrate Valentine's Day. You don't need to get me anything, but assuming that they might interpret that they should be getting you something. So that just sets the stage for stage for lots of misconceptions. So I just encourage couples, or even if you're just, you know, dating, just be open and honest about what you expect for Valentine's Day, if you value it or not, just to make sure you're not on the same page and you're not, you know, if you're hinting that you want a gift, that might get missed, and you don't want to ruin a great evening just by that. So my big tip.
That was Dr. Jessica Maxwell speaking about how to boost your relationship success and how to be comfortable being single and in a non-monogamous relationship.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.